Follow-up questions and something Mr. Pritzker mentioned.
Thank you very much.
The Attorney General, he criticized Doug Gansler, and I know he's not running for re-election. You're not running against him, but they criticized the Attorney General for not investigating the health exchange, the health benefit exchange. Should he have done that? And if you were Attorney General, would you do that?
Well, what I would say is if there's not a settlement by the time I become Attorney General, I will do whatever I can to investigate and litigate that situation and get all the money back from Noridian. Because it was a fiasco and it wound up costing us an extra $100 million, and we need to get that money back.
Should Doug Gansler have done this? I mean, should the Attorney General have done this?
Well, again, I think that that is certainly under his purview, and perhaps he knows some information that I don't. But I would say that until this issue is settled, that no matter who it is, ought to be going after that money.
And I know you hear complaints about it. I hear complaints about it. The rain tax. The other thing Mr. Pritzker mentioned is, would you have, done as Virginia did, challenge that federal EPA mandate in court?
Well, I want us to clean up the bay. I want to make sure the bay is clean. The question is the way that it's being done fair and equal? And that's the investigation that needs to be done in the state of Maryland, is are we treating our jurisdictions fairly and equally, and is the job getting done of cleaning up the bay? That would be the question I would ask, not worrying about what other states are doing. Of course, if we're being treated differently than Virginia, we need to know that too. But, you know, one of the things that Mr. Pritzker said is that he thinks that you should be independent. And certainly I have been couched by my opponent as an Annapolis outsider and not one of the insiders there. So I hope that reflects fondly on the voters to know that you do need somebody independent out there who's going to be the Attorney General.
Let me follow up on that last outsider point. He's made an issue of your voting, you know, missing votes and things like that. Does that and when you're Attorney General, do you show up for work every day? I mean, is that whole thing?
Make sure you get the job done. I got the job done every day. I have a greater than 90% attendance record in the General Assembly. And, we had my most successful session this year, making teenagers into lifesavers, dealing with revenge porn and cyber sexual harassment. I did check out everything with my chair to make sure she knew I was going home to be with my wife on medical issues. And none of the votes that I missed were in question. They were nearly all unanimous.
Well, you're going to show up for the office every day as Attorney General?
Absolutely. I mean, you got to get the job done. You got to be there to make sure that all of my assistant attorneys generals are doing their attorneys general are doing their job, and we're actually streamlining the office to bring everybody fair and equal protection.
Thank you very much.